Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Holy Tuesday, April 15th, 7:45 Central Time. And joining me in studio this morning, the Reverend Bart Day, Executive Director, correct, of Office of National Mission?
That's correct.
I never can keep all these titles straight. I just know you do a lot of work
Who
in National Mission.
Who cares about the title, right?
And you keep everybody in line in National Mission, so I hear.
Yeah, I try. That's a big job. Herding cats, maybe.
Well, I just heard, I just saw the press release about the new journal that's come out, the Journal of Lutheran Mission.
Yeah, it's kind of an exciting little project. It didn't start out to be a journal, but it's kind of morphed itself into that.
Well, what did it start out as?
During the LCEF fall conference, there's always been a little bit of time for my office to gather kind of the North American mission executives to usually have dialogue about what's going on and kind of mission planting and things in the United States. This year, we decided to take that time and host what we were calling like a little mission summit. Uh-huh. We invited about five or six main speakers to speak on topics of theology of mission and then ask responders to share their perspective on what they had shared. And we did that and we invited district presidents and mission executives and a few other folks. It was kind of small this time. Asked Scott Murray to host it and then we were going to have like a two-hour Q&A at the end. And we asked those people after the conference, hey, could we take these papers, which were really great, and could we print them somewhere, you know, at least share them for further dialogue? Because the whole point of the summit was, can we have a forum about the theology of mission where we can actually dialogue? Because the reality is, there is some disagreement in the LCMS about theology of mission, why we do it, how we do it, what the purpose of it is in the end. But as we oftentimes do in the Missouri Synod, we sometimes like to throw hand grenades and bombs at each other, but not actually talk to each other. So we said, hey, if we're going to have this summit, we need to continue the dialogue. And from that, we said, well, hey, what about a journal? What about a place where articles can be regularly posted? In the last couple of years, there have been a couple other great conferences. The Office of the President, and particularly Al Culver in Church Relations, had hosted a large international conference in Atlanta where several papers were presented sort of on the state of Lutheran mission around the world. There had been another conference in Latvia about the persecuted church. We said we need to find a forum where we can share these kind of articles and then invite editors from all over the world who are engaged in Lutheran mission to also edit articles and submit to the journal. So the journal has been born out of the summit, which we hope to have as an annual event, and then have the journal as a place where people can actually read this stuff, chew on it, digest it, agree, disagree, kick it around, use it in their congregations maybe or in circuit forums with pastors to really engage on some dialogue about the theology of Lutheran missions.
So this is... while you're in the Office of National Mission, this could also include International Mission as well.
Actually, the journal and even the summit itself was really sponsored by the Office of the President and then the two offices of National and International Mission. It was really meant to be inclusive of mission work around the entire globe at kind of the lead of the President of Synod.
So whether at home or abroad, it's about reaching with the gospel of Jesus.
Absolutely. And we will try to really find some great articles that focus both domestically at what's happening and the challenges here in the United States and the international scene and what's happening with Lutheran mission work there. So trying to strike that balance of global mission work.
Well, you bring up a good point. What are some of the challenges that we face in mission work right here at home in the United States?
The challenges are great, but I think the opportunities are far, far greater. The entire world is coming to our door. And so for a long time, in the last several decades, we talked about how to reach out just to people who are kind of our Christmas and Easter Christians, like we're getting ready to have now. Those people are fading, and the ethnic groups from all over the world are flooding in huge numbers into the United States and settling. And oftentimes with no church affiliation, sometime back in their home country, but not making that as an easy transition here. So there is a huge demographic, cultural, ethnic shift happening in the United States, and that is a tremendous opportunity for the church. The greatest challenge, I think, for the LCMS is probably the place where the mission fields are ripest and greatest. Specifically where those ethnic groups are going to be in large urban inner city settings. And then also, from your previous guest, on college campuses. And those are two places that the Missouri Synod has engaged in the past, I think it's safe to say that many of our urban inner city congregations are struggling. Districts are looking at innovative, creative ways to try to keep those ministries going. Campus ministry the same way.
Yeah.
It was much more vibrant a few decades ago. So I think the challenge for the LCMS is, where are the people and who are those people and how do we go to them? If we think we can just open the door and the people are coming to us anymore, those days are long gone. We are going to have to actively seek out those people in the continental United States.
You can't just set up shop and open the doors and put out a sign or a website and hope that people will come to you.
No, it's just, it hasn't been happening for a long time. I think one of the things people notice, I was noticing as a parish pastor in Houston, over the last 10 or 12 years, even the Christmas and Easter Christians, they're not there anymore.
Yeah.
Because that generation were sort of the World War II babies, the boomers, and they felt guilty about the fact that they had left the church and they had been raised in the church. And so at Christmas and Easter, they felt the guilt complex to come back. Many of the people today are completely unchurched. Mm-hmm. They're the nuns. So they have no great epiphany at Christmas and Easter that they're supposed to show up and go to something because they've never been connected. So the church is going to have to go to those people. The church is going to have to be sensitive to speaking to their needs, identifying the issues of those cultures, and identifying the needs just of those people who are completely disconnected from the church, which is a unique mission field and is going to take some unique mission strategies. So hopefully the journal will address those kind of things.
Sure. I mean,
there are hot button issues about contextualization. Mm-hmm. There are issues about what is the role of the liturgy or how much do you take from native ethnic cultures and mm-hmm. bring that musically. The LCMS loves to kind of, you know, struggle over these things. What about the paradox? I mean, can you be mission-minded and can you be doctrinally sound? I mean, can you have purity of doctrine in a mission field? Are these things, you know, are they pitted against each other or are they harmoniously linked together with each other? So these are the things we want to actually address in the journal and put them out there and have people agree or disagree, but really chew on those issues because the time for mission work is right now. I mean, not only mm-hmm. is the world opening up to the Christian gospel and opportunities for the LCMS are abounding all over the world. And Randy Golter and Al Culver, they can share all those stories with you. But the doors are wide open in the continental United States too. It's just going to be a challenge. There's going to be challenges and the LCMS is going to have to respond perhaps a little different than we have in the past. Go places where we haven't gone. We're going to have to do ministry on the fringes. And that's terrifying to some people, but the opportunities there are tremendous.
I would think another one of the questions that comes up is who does what in mission work? What are pastors given to do? What are our deaconesses given to do? What are other church workers, DCEs, teachers? And what is, Joe Schmo, what is the average layperson given to do in mission work? What is each of our responsibilities in mission work? Because you said, you know, the church should be reaching these, we need to go out and connect with these groups, these ethnic groups that are settling in, especially in urban settings. What is each person given to do in those situations?
Sure. Well, the Lord gives each our own unique vocations, mm-hmm. and that's a wonderful thing. So we all have the world in which the Lord has given us and unique gifts and abilities in the body of Christ that they can all be used together collectively for the greater good. I will say this. I don't think pastors can grow the church. I think a pastor can hurt and harm the church, but the pastor himself will not grow a congregation. That is actually the work of lay people, the men and women, who are in their daily vocations and lives encountering all kinds of people who are lost in darkness, who do not know the gospel, their neighbors, their co-workers, all of those people who they have relationships with, and they're able in those times to actually share the gospel. Those people notice mm-hmm. that their lives are different, that their hope and trust is different, and they start asking questions. And so I think part of what we have to do in the mission work in the continental United States is find intentional ways to help support and strengthen and equip our lay people to simply share the gospel, to use something as simple as the Apostles' Creed as a framework by which you can share the content of the faith with your neighbor. And amazingly enough, the Holy Spirit works through the Word, and faith is created. That's not the work of any of us. It's just the opportunity to share that gospel. So pastors have a task of preaching the Word, administering the sacraments, caring for the church that's gathered, but they also have a responsibility to push the church that is scattered and equip the lay people and be a part of that as they're sharing the gospel to the very ends of the earth. So I think that everyone has a part to play in the work of Lutheran missions.
And just that alone, what we just discussed, probably raises questions, dozens of other questions. So if these are questions that catch your interest, that you want to read more and talk more about, then the journal is what you want to check out, right?
The journal is certainly a place to do that. And I hope that it will talk about not just kind of lofty ideas of theology of mission, but some real hands-on what's going on in the trenches, what is working, what's not working. I mean, sometimes we venture out and we try stuff and it doesn't come to fruition, and we learn from those things and the mission strategy becomes different. So I think the journal will be a great place for lay folks and pastors and teachers and DCEs and deaconesses and the whole crowd to go to and interact. And we're hoping that as we look forward in the next year or two to future issues, that we're going to actually post topics of those and actually call for papers and allow people, if they would like to kind of formally engage and submit papers to the journal. We're hoping that we can get to that point too.
So it's all about engaging in dialogue and learning from one another as we're learning how to tell the good news of Jesus, to present this good news and build relationships with people, with our neighbors, right, in our own communities or neighboring communities, to continue to learn about that. All in a nice, friendly way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm finding in the Office of National Mission that you have wonderful, I mean, just unbelievable things happening in districts, planting churches, revitalizing congregations. But oftentimes we just don't share that with each other, or we don't know. And there are some honest best practices, things that are probably duplicatable in other parts of the country that are working very, very well. And so I think the journal and other kinds of forums like that, we need to get people talking, discussing, sharing what they're doing, how they're doing it, their joys, their sorrows, in a way that is actually helpful to proclaiming the gospel to the ends of the earth.
Well, thanks for putting I know that there are a lot of people that contributed to that.
There are a whole lot of people that are working on the journal and working on it much more than I am. But we're very delighted to have the number of contributing editors who have agreed to write in the coming issues, and the folks in communication who are doing the layout and the design. And it's wonderful that it's available free for download, and you can read it on your iPad or your iPhone, and you can post the articles one at a time, you know, on Facebook, and hopefully get some chatter there, share them around. Because the articles, even in the first journal, are quite different. I mean, there's just a broad array, everything from sort of the catechetical task that Charles Arend wrote a fabulous paper on, to Dr. Sundberg, who is an ELCA Lutheran at Luther Seminary, talking about sort of the Lutheran challenges of mission work globally. There's just a broad array of articles in there, and a couple of book reviews, and we hope to do some further book reviews on those sort of cutting-edge topics in mission, you know, so people can engage there too.
And we can find it on lcms.org?
You can, and just under the search bar, search for the Journal of Lutheran Mission.
Very good. Thanks so much for being our guest today,
great
Reverend
to
Bart Day,
Andy,
from Office of National Mission here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We're going to study the Daily Lectionary right after this break on Worldwide KFUO.